How do you live for God's glory? You don't complain and you don't argue, but you're grateful in every situation. That would change the world. That would bring millions of people to Christ. Not our protest signs, but our gratitude. And he says, that will be so. You see, Christians should be known for radical love, radical kindness, radical joy, radical gratitude. There's a word for that. It's called Christ-like.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of Pastor Rick's inspiring and beautifully illustrated book called The Purpose of Christmas. You can find out how by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Radical Gratitude.
Now, there's a guy in the Bible named Habakkuk. And I always like to bring these guys from the little books in the Old Testament in, because one day you're going to get to heaven and Habakkuk's going to come up to you and say, "Hey, how'd you like my book?" And I don't want you to look like a doofus, like, oh, Mr. Habakkuk, I didn't even know you were in the Bible. So I want to make sure you know who these guys are, so you when you get to heaven, you're not embarrassed. And you could say, "Oh, you know, I really liked what you said in chapter 3, Habakkuk. That was good. That was really good." Okay? And here's what Habakkuk said. He was going through tough times, and he says, "You know, even though the fig trees have no fruit, and no grapes are growing on the vine, and even though the olive crop failed, and even though the fields produce no grain," in other words, I'm going through recession, my business is in the tank, "and even though the sheep are all dying and the cattle stalls are empty," in other words, he said, my portfolio has hit the skids, my 401k has become a 101k. He goes, "even though all this is happening, I will still be joyful and glad." Why? Now, he's not thanking God for all the bad things that have gone wrong, not for those things. He's saying, what's his cause of gratitude? "I will be joyful and glad because," here's the cause, "the Lord is my Savior. Everything else stinks in life, but I can be grateful because the Lord is my Savior. He will pull me out. He'll bring me through this. He'll help me out. I'm not on my own. I'm not by myself. He hadn't left me abandoned. I'm not an orphan." He's saying, "I will still give thanks to God." That is the ultimate test of faith. Can you thank God when life stinks? That's the test of whether you're a shallow Christian or a deep one, whether you got spiritual roots or you're just superficial. Can you thank God even when life stinks, when everything's going wrong? He says, if I'm going through tough times, what I need to do is not look at what's lost. I need to look at what's left. I need to look at what's left, and I need to be grateful for that. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always thousands of things I can be grateful for. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always the fact that I can be thankful to God just for being God, and that He has promised to see me through these situations. And so ultimately, the plan is in action. That is faith. God's will is radical gratitude. In all things, give thanks. Why? It honors God. It creates fellowship. It develops faith. Number four, it serves others. Radical gratitude, the attitude of gratitude that says, I'm just going to walk through life being grateful in every situation, no matter what, times of plenty, times of tightness, good, bad, right, wrong, whatever. I'm just going to be grateful in every situation. He says that actually serves others. It becomes a ministry. Did you know, we've talked about this many times, that every Christian, every believer is a minister. You are a minister. You have a ministry. You're not a pastor, but every Christian is a minister. What does that mean? It means we are to serve other people. We're saved to serve. And you can have a ministry called the ministry of appreciation. Do you know what the word appreciation means? Well, if you've ever bought a car, you know the meaning of depreciation. Okay? The moment you drive it off the lot, it's worth less than you paid for it. Even if it's brand new, you take it back, it's worth less. Depreciation, it means to decrease in value. If you've ever bought a house in Southern California, you know the meaning of both appreciation and depreciation. You've seen the value go up, and you have seen the value go down. To appreciate means to raise in value, and this is a ministry. When you appreciate your husband, you raise his value. When you appreciate your wife, you raise her value. When you appreciate your kids, you raise their value. When you appreciate your coworkers, your staff, the people you work with in the office, you raise their value to you and to the company. When you appreciate your boss, you raise her value or his value. The ministry of appreciation raises the value of people. And that's why God says radical gratitude is a ministry. You can just go around making a ministry out of raising the value of people simply by appreciating them. Going around and, you know, one of the things I've discovered is that everybody in life needs massive doses of encouragement. I've never met anybody who says, oh, no, I don't need a compliment. I have too many. Please stop. Please. Really. Please. Please stop. I'm too affirmed. Please. Don't give me any more. You have an unqualified need to be affirmed, to be loved, to be appreciated, to people express gratitude for. And you can, and so does everybody else. And if you want to be used of God, here's a little secret. Affirm everybody. Appreciate everybody. Show gratitude to everybody. You know, the team that I travel with, David Sean and Steve Kamanapalli and I, we travel together. We have a little pact that we're just going to leave a trail of gratitude wherever we go in the world. And we're going to express appreciation to the people that everybody else ignores. And so we make it a little game. We make sure that the maid services who are fixing the sheets in the motel, or the taxi driver, or the bellman, or the clerk, or the ticket agent, that we express appreciation to them in the middle of their busy day, that we're not going to have contact with any person on the road without saying thank you. And I'm pretty good at it, and David Sean's pretty good at it, but Steve Kamanapalli, he is a pro. He's almost embarrassingly good at it. You know, I mean, he is so good at expressing appreciation to people. I'm in awe of the guy, how he does it on the phone and stuff like that. And I have to be honest with you that we have actually missed planes because we were still busy thanking people. The nice thing about it is the people we thank then help us get on the next plane. You know, I was gone for 2 weeks. I was a week in Africa and in Europe, then a week in Europe. And one day we were, on one day I was speaking to pastors, and we had breakfast in Brussels and lunch in Paris and dinner in Vienna. And all in the same day, and I'm speaking to these groups of pastors, and we're just leaving a little trail of people everywhere we go. It's so funny because in Vienna, I was sitting in a taxi, and an elderly lady, 79-year-old woman, and her husband come on, knock on the window. I roll the window down. She goes, "I'm a fan friend of yours on Facebook." I said, "Tell me your story." She says, "Well, I'm Romanian." I'm going, "Now, wait a minute. A Romanian 89-year-old woman in Paris watching me on Facebook." It's a new world, friends. We got a radical change here. This is a radical change. And so it helps other people. In fact, the Bible says this. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. In other words, that's critical, complaining, negative, cynical, sarcastic, always putting other people down. Don't let that kind of stuff come out of your mouth. But only, the only thing that should come out of your mouth is what is helpful for building others up. He says, you need to talk not what builds you up, but what builds others up according to their needs, that it may benefit not you, but those who listen. That's called the ministry of affirmation. So why is gratitude, radical gratitude, in every situation, always God's will? It honors God. It creates fellowship. It brings you closer to people. It develops faith, particularly shows your trust in God in tough times. It serves other people. And then there's a fifth one. It is a witness. It is a witness to unbelievers. The best way to share your faith with other people is to start with gratitude. Do you know what I'm grateful for about you? That'll blow their mind. Because people are so ungrateful today, it's not typical. Now, the Bible says that as believers, we are to live in a way, it says, live in a way that makes the truth about God attractive. You are to live in such a way that it makes the truth about God attractive. Do you do that? Do people look at you and go, man, I'd like to know more about the Bible? Do they look at your life and you are so winsome in your gratitude that people go, man, what gives with that person? She's never complaining, but she's always grateful. He's always being positive. He's always building people up. I'd like to be like that guy.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Christmas is right around the corner. Where has the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of this inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
So why is gratitude, radical gratitude, in every situation, always God's will? It honors God. It creates fellowship. It brings you closer to people. It develops faith, particularly shows your trust in God in tough times. It serves other people. And then there's a fifth one. It is a witness. It is a witness to unbelievers. The best way to share your faith with other people is to start with gratitude. Do you know what I'm grateful for about you? That'll blow their mind. Because people are so ungrateful today, it's not typical. Now, the Bible says that as believers, we are to live in a way, it says, live in a way that makes the truth about God attractive. You are to live in such a way that it makes the truth about God attractive. Do you do that? Do people look at you and go, man, I'd like to know more about the Bible? Do they look at your life and you are so winsome in your gratitude that people go, man, what gives with that person? She's never complaining, but she's always grateful. He's always being positive. He's always building people up. I'd like to be like that guy. Do you do that? How do you make the truth of God more attractive? By developing radical gratitude, the roots of gratitude. In fact, here's what the Bible says on the screen, Philippians 2. Do everything without complaining or arguing. So that, let's just stop there for a minute. Okay. Okay, let's just don't skip over that part. Do everything without arguing? Oh, come on. Do everything without complaining? Be serious. That's what God says to do. Friends, can I be honest with you as your pastor? There are some scriptures in the Bible that I don't understand and don't make sense. I don't have a problem with those. I just figure I'm not smart enough. My brain's too small. God knows what he's doing. And one day I'll get to heaven. God will explain why he did what he did. And it didn't make sense to me, but he said, do it this way. I don't have a problem with the parts of the Bible I don't understand. I have a problem with the parts I do understand. Like that verse. That's not like open to questions and conjecture. It's not like, well, that's your interpretation. When he says, do everything without complaining and arguing, there's only one interpretation. Don't complain, don't argue. As a believer, you are never to complain or to argue. Holy guacamole, how in the world do you do that one? Okay. He says, if you do that, you will be so unusual in the world because everybody complains and everybody argues. You're going to make the truth of God attractive. It's a witness. He says, you will become blameless. You'll be blameless and pure. It'll show you're a child of God without fault. He said, you'll be faultless, if you could do that, in a crooked and depraved generation, which is cynical and sarcastic and critical, in which you shine like stars in the universe. We sing that song, we will shine like stars in the universe because we're living for your glory. How do you live for God's glory? You don't complain and you don't argue, but you're grateful in every situation. That would change the world. That would bring millions of people to Christ. Not our protest signs, but our gratitude. And he says, that will be so, you see, Christians should be known for radical love, radical kindness, radical joy, radical gratitude. There's a word for that. It's called Christ-like. The problem is we're not doing a very good job of this. We really aren't. This week I read some depressing statistics in World Magazine. They did a survey nationally how Americans under 30 view evangelicals. Now, who's an evangelical? You are. An evangelical is not an evangelist. An evangelical is someone who believes the good news, that Jesus Christ died on the cross, paid for my sins, that he, by his grace I can go to heaven, my past can be forgiven, I get a home in heaven, purpose for living. That's an evangelical. You're an evangelical. It comes from the word evangel, which is the Greek word for good news. That's all it is, somebody who believes the good news. So they did a survey how Americans under 30 view evangelicals. And here were the results. 85% said they're hypocritical. 78% of Americans said they're old-fashioned. 75% said they are too involved in politics. 72% said out of touch with reality. 70% said insensitive to others, and 68% said boring. We're not doing a very good job of representing Jesus. If that's what the world thinks of us, we're not doing a very good job. Why? Because we're not radically loving, radically kind, radically compassionate. We're really no different than anybody else. And what we need is a radical change in the way we act to be like Christ, to have those roots. And my goal, my desire, my dream, and I want you to be a part of this, is that they take this survey 10 years from now and they get a whole different list. And they go, you know, when I think of evangelicals, I think of those are the people who help you when everybody else walks out of your life. Those are the people who give you a second chance, like in Celebrate Recovery. Those are the people who, they stand for the truth, but they share it in a loving way. You can disagree with somebody and still love them. Those are the people who are kind. They are generous to a fault. Those are the people who give you the shirt off their back. They're the people who act like Jesus. They care for the poor and the sick. They help educate the next generation. They do all the things that the peace plan does. That's what the church needs to be known for. Not for boring, negative, and all these other things. The Bible says this on the screen. There's a verse in Proverbs 11:11 says, good people bless and build up their city, but the wicked destroy it with their words. I want every member of Saddleback to be a good person, a righteous person. It says good people build up their city, but the wicked tear it down. They destroy it. How do you destroy a city with your words? Negativity, criticism, complaining, griping, all of those kind of things. And the Bible says good people build up their city. What if every person in our church family, what if we set a goal like this week? We said, I want everybody this week to 5 times a day express gratitude or appreciation to people in the city. I'm not talking about to other believers. I'm not talking about to your family. I'm talking about people in the grocery line. Man, I like the way you bagged those groceries. The post office person, the clerk, when you go do Christmas shopping and they're stressed out because the person in front of them was so cranky in front of you. What if every one of us in our church said, we're going to be radically grateful during this Christmas season. And 5 times a day in the community this next week, I'm going to tell 5 people, you know, I'm just grateful for what you did. Thank you for the way you did that. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your help. Just expressing thank you. That would equal, if we did it every day for a week, that would equal over 1 million impressions in our community. Do you think that would change the climate and atmosphere? Absolutely. We, this one church, could change the atmosphere of Southern California. If we, everybody, 5 times a day expressed gratitude to somebody in the community, not a believer, every day for a month, it'd be about 30 million impressions. That would radically change the atmosphere this Christmas in our community. You can bless people just by being grateful. You know, one of the ways you can say is, you know, I thank God for you. Now, you better be genuine. You better have a reason for it. Think it through. But one of the ways you can bless people is say, you know what? God has really gifted you. You're good at, I don't know how you do this, the way you close deals. I don't know how the way you wrap packages. I don't know how you do this, the way you, you know, give my dog a bath. Or I don't know, whatever it is.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Wow, Christmas is right around the corner. Where has this year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. And that's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your 3 deepest needs and how receiving God's 3 Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, this month on Daily Hope, we're offering to send you a special copy of my book called The Purpose of Christmas. I wrote this book to help you come to a deeper understanding of God's love for you by explaining the 3 purposes of Christmas that were announced by the angel at the birth of Jesus. The angel announced a time of celebration. I bring you good news of great joy, salvation, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and reconciliation, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I'll send you the hardback edition of this book, The Purpose of Christmas, with the color illustrations as our special thank you for your gift of support to Daily Hope Ministries. Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry, so if you can help us continue to spread the good news through this broadcast, I'd appreciate any gift that you can send this Christmas.
Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Let us send you a hardcover copy of the inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, by Rick Warren. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope, and we're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.